This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, May 17th. God's word to you today is praiseworthy. Our scripture reading is taken from Deuteronomy 29, verse 29, and it says, "The Lord our God has secrets known to no one. We are not accountable for them, but we and our children are accountable forever for all that he has revealed to us, so that we may obey all the terms of these instructions." Daniel 2, 27 and 28 say, "Daniel replied, 'There are no wise men, enchanters, magicians, or fortune tellers who can reveal the king's secret. But there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets, and he has shown King Nebuchadnezzar what will happen in future.'" Daniel shows up before the king with the revelation he had been seeking, and the first thing Daniel did was to draw the king's attention to God. When some people are done narrating the vision or dream God has given them, all you can see is them and none of God. It is all about them and their gifts. It has nothing to do with God. But Daniel kept saying, "There is a God in heaven that reveals secrets no one on earth knows." Daniel 2, verses 48 and 49 say, "Then the king appointed Daniel to a high position and gave him many valuable gifts. He made Daniel ruler over the whole province of Babylon, as well as chief over all his wise men. At Daniel's request, the king appointed Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to be in charge of all the affairs in the province of Babylon, while Daniel remained in the king's court." Daniel teaches us a huge lesson here, and it is, do not forget the people that helped you climb. It is also very instructive that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were not glory-seeking. They did not insist on following Daniel to the king's palace, because after all, they had a part to play. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stayed where they were. Daniel was also a faithful friend, and that is the key thing about life. None of us got to where we are by ourselves. There are people that God brought through your path. Do not enjoy the harvest alone. You have to recognize and keep being a blessing to the people that God has used to help you. I want you to commit to having a prayer partner, particularly from your life group. When you attend your life group meeting this weekend, ask to be someone's prayer partner. Ask, "Can I pray for you about something?" When the person gives you his or her prayer point, you can request that they pray with you too. That is how to be a prayer partner. Just exchange prayer requests. These kind of relationships can be invaluable. I have had seasons in my life where I needed to ask people to pray along with me for certain things. It is totally priceless. I urge you to memorize today's scripture reference. Grow in patience, remain calm, and dig your well in God. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.